You're listening to SBS News.
For Marion Ray, incidents of age-based discrimination have become more frequent over time. She says she first experienced it in her mid-40s when she struggled to secure employment after working overseas.
I found it profoundly shocking that Australia had become a country that was so superficial that people were assessed on the basis of whether they had wrinkles or their experience wasn't what counted, it was their looks.
Now in her 70s, she says it's in the fields of health and finance that she has encountered the most hurdles.
I feel that I'm not heard. So my experience with, for example, the medicos was that they didn't ask me. I wasn't included in my own care plan. My experience was irrelevant.
A recent national survey found more than half of people agreed age-based discrimination is common in Australia. 72% felt that older people are often lonely, and 42% agreed that younger people make assumptions about them because of their age. The findings were reviewed by clinical geropsychologist Nancy Pahana.
But it's small acts that render older adults invisible or make assumptions. So assuming that the older person doesn't know about technology, assuming that they may not be thinking clearly. And it's these tiny little acts that over time can really diminish a person's sense of themselves, you know, as efficacious.
But some, like actor Noni Hazelhurst, are determined to prove that age really is just a number.
There are just as many different kinds of old people as there are different kinds of young people. You can't generalise. And the judgment that we apply to ourselves in society now is so damaging because we're not actually getting to that human level. We're always judging on the outer.
Taiwanese migrant Shou Tsun Yen is determined to challenge age stereotypes.
Asian elderly often rely on their children to care for them. Because of that, it is also the culture that older people stay with their children. I don't want to depend on my children. I wish I can take care of myself.
For Sunny Chan, volunteering at the Parramatta Mission in Sydney has helped him stay connected.
Every day I keep learning, and every day we got new things. So I have to keep my mind up to date.
Highlighting independence, social connection and mutual respect are high priorities for many older Australians. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.